Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is me, Ebony Lion, with the Lion's Den once again this Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am so glad that you have joined me. And I like to talk about life, love, and music as our lives would have it as human beings on the planet Earth. But you know what? Even though it's spring, life just isn't always that way. It's not always that way. It's not happy-go-lucky all the time. No, it's not. You know what? Love has a shadow side because karma is a B-I-T-C-H. And I don't mean any pun intended for those people out there with the name karma, because there are people out there with the name karma. But I'm calling today's show "What Goes Around Comes Around," because that is life. That is life. That is life. And it happens also in love. What goes around comes around. So we're going to get down to business today and get started with the end. We're starting with the end today because, again, as I talk about what goes around comes around, people just start thinking about the beginning, not realizing that there is an end. So let's talk about the end today. And I want to talk about a lovely, lovely singer named Jasmine Sullivan. She has a recent song out that is called "Pick Up Your Feelings," because that is exactly what happens when you get what's coming to you. When you get what has gone around, has now come around, and you are at the end where, you gotta pick up your feelings. You better pick them up. You better pick them up. Keep looking for them. They right there. I might have stomped on them. I might have kicked them like rocks. But they right there, so come pick them up. That's what Jasmine Sullivan was saying. And she wasn't playing no games. She wasn't playing no games. And we're not playing any games today. What goes around comes around, and we're going to start with the end. Pick Up Your Feelings with Jasmine Sullivan right here on The Lion's Den with myself, Ebony Lion.
Funny how I finally flipped the script on ya. When you the one who's double dipping, yeah. You so sloppy how I caught you slipping, You're off the leash. Run me my keys. No more popping up the idiot. I ain't even got the miles to trip on ya. No phone.
Who is this?
Brand new. Like the whip. Rack it up. No assist. Babe, bitch, I ain't average. Wake up. Eat a zip. Hennessy. Take a sip, look at my jeans, I'm too thick. I ain't got no room for extra baggage. Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your feelings. While I'm up cleaning, boy, please, I don't need it. Memories, all that shit, you can keep it. Forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. I'm trying to find a fuck to give for ya. You ran out of chances of forgiving ya. Yeah, listen, I'm listening. Just for you to go and break my heart again. I learned my lesson last time. Whoa, now I ain't coming. This is what you had now. And I bet you I'd have better thought I. New phone.
Who is this?
Contact. Don't exist. Way too expensive. No more benefits. Proper visit. Hands tied. No grip. I ain't got the room for extra baggage. So don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces.
pick up your feelings. But you had your fun, but I had enough. Now I'm really done. I deserve so much more than you gave to me. So now I'm saving me, and I made her a peace. So you can run them streets, but don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your
Yeah, she said it. What goes around comes around. Come pick up your feelings and don't leave no pieces. I told you she wasn't playing. Jasmine Sullivan was not playing when she sang this song. But again, that's how it be at the end. You can't do it no more. Love has a shadow side, and the shadow is dark, and the light goes out. Sometimes it's like a switch. Sometimes it's like a switch that just turns off. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt like you better come up and pick your feelings up, or I will put them out for you? Have you ever felt that way? I think we all have. There's a whole movie called All Is Fair in Love and War. Isn't that how the saying goes? All they meant was that what goes around comes around. It's fair because that's actually what karma really is. Karma is not just cause and effect. Karma is the actual balance. Have you guys ever studied it? It's a whole thing. It's super, super deep. Karma is super, super deep. But it's actually the balance. So therefore, to stay in balance, what you put out comes back. And it doesn't come back in the way that you think that it will. It's never how you think that it will. Just like when you ask for something, the way that it shows up is not exactly how you thought it would come. Because that's how the world works in manifestation. Don't y'all know how to manifest? Well, if you think that you didn't, you already do, because what goes around comes around. And I wanted to start with the end, because that is what people don't consider when they do the things that they do and behave the way that they behave, or be naive or non-sincere or not genuine. They're not imagining that there may be an end. But let's talk about the fact that what goes around comes around, and we're going to start with that exact song by Justin Timberlake. What goes around comes around. He said it best. So let's listen. Pay attention to the lyrics, my people, right here on the Lion's Den with myself, Ebony Lion.
Hey girl, is he is how we say goodbye. Should've known better when you came around that you were gonna make me cry. It's breaking my heart to watch you run around, cause I know that you're living a lie. But that's okay, baby, cause in time you will
sympathy,
you see. What goes around comes back around.
I thought I told you.
Welcome back to The Lion's Den with myself, Ebony Lion, where we're talking about what goes around comes back around, because karma is a beep, such is life. Am I right? Such is life. What goes around comes around. So yes, like I've mentioned, people don't think about the end. They never think about the end. They always think that there's a second chance. It's true. Sometimes you do give them a second chance. Sometimes. There are those who take that second chance for granted. They take it for granted because, who knows, maybe they are arrogant. Maybe they think that they have something special. Maybe they think that nothing will change. Everything will always stay the same. But those are the ones who don't realize that love has a shadow. Where there is day, there is also night. We live in duality. And things don't always stay. So, you don't consider that change is gonna come when someone gives you a second chance. But Jhené Aiko realized that sometimes that second chance can be the worst thing. But you don't realize that because we're all human. And we are here today on The Lion's Den talking about life, love, and music. And I really enjoy sharing life's stories through song with you. And I write a blog post every single week on ebonylion.net. Again, that's ebonylion.net. And you can go to the blog post that says what goes around comes around. You can also listen to today's show on the podcast on that blog. What you'll also get the opportunity to do is you can subscribe and become one of the Lion's Den fans, and you can become a member of the fan club, and you will then get every single show at your disposal. You'll never miss a show again. So why don't you go ahead and do that? Go to ebonylionmusic.net and subscribe and become a Lion's Den fan. And you'll also get a discount on my show coming up at the end of this month, Thursday, April 25th. At 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be playing live for you virtually. So you can watch from anywhere you want. On the TV, if you want to cast me. On your phone, if you like to, you know, be very mobile. Or even on your tablet or computer. So we can spend the evening together. For a discount, if you'd like to subscribe to ebonylionmusic.net, let's continue with the show. What goes around comes back around, and sometimes that second chance may have been the worst thing you ever did. But you kind of wanted it at the time, because you may not have known what was good for you. Let's hear Jhené Aiko's take on the worst.
Tell me what you say now. Tell me what you say, come again. If you cannot stay down, then you do not have to pretend like there is no way out. I should've never let you in, cause you got me face down. And don't take this personal. Jar the words, you know what you've done to me. And although it hurts, I know. I don't need you, but I want you. I don't mean to, but I love you. Tell me what you say now, tell me what you say. You said that you would come again. You said that we would remain friends, but you know that I do not depend on nothing or no one. So why would you show up so uninvited then? Just change my mind like that. Please don't take this personal. But you ain't shit and you weren't special till I made you so. You better act like you know that I've been through worse than you. I just can't keep running away. He don't wife him, he one night him. I never listen though, I should've figured though. All that shit you was spitting so unoriginal. But it was you, so I was with it. Then I tell you the truth, wish we never did it. Cause I usually do, stick to the business. But you came out the blue, and then you just flipped it. Goddamn baby, my mind's blown. Be forgetting you live in a different time zone. Think I know what this is, it's just the time's wrong. Yeah, I know what you did, but baby, I'm grown. My love is patient and kind of shit. This is where we could build through different types of shit. You was really the realest, wouldn't be fighting it. I think your pride is just in the way. Funny how everything changed. Once you got all that you wanted, nothing was ever the same.
The worst. She said, don't take it personal, but you know what you've done to me. That's that mature type of realization. That's really mature to say, don't take it personal, but I'm being honest. You know what you've done. You know what you've done. Yeah, isn't that in like the Four Agreements? Do you guys know that book? That book is life-changing. I just talked to a friend and he was talking about the books that he read that changed his life, like right after the pandemic, which I think it changed a lot of people's lives. It definitely was a time of self-reflection or like and groveling in life itself. It's either gonna push you to do something different or trap you in just what is right in front of you. The worst. That second chance was the worst thing. That's what Jhené Aiko said, and I really like Jhené Aiko. She is petite, but her lyrics are super like core, cut to the core, deep, very pure lyrics that are very honest. She is very honest. And I really like that. Like she said, don't take it personal, but you know what you've done. Let's stop pretending that we're playing games. Because we're not playing games. It's not a game. Am I right, people? It's not a game. But what goes around comes around. We live in duality. And there's no mistaking that. And when you realize that, there comes a time where you might be vulnerable. You might just become vulnerable. And I think that is absolutely what is not a part of the reasoning and thinking about relationships, is that vulnerability comes when you don't expect it, and it ends after you realize you've already been vulnerable. And I think that L. Varner said it best when she talked about, can I get a refill? Can I get a refill? I am not in my right mind, but I know that I want more because I just realized that the worst thing has just happened. I've just experienced the dark side of love. I've just experienced the shadow of my happy place. And it is ugly. It is ugly. And it is all consuming. And that's why you want a refill. You want to keep on consuming, not realizing that you're vulnerable, because you've just stepped into the dark side and you didn't know you were there until it was pitch black. That's what happens. That's what happens. So in that case, for those who realize they have tumbled into the dark side, go ahead and get that refill. It's the weekend. You're right here with me again on Saturday, which I am here every single Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it is the weekend, and I want you to go ahead and tonight you get out and you get your cup filled. Okay? And just in case you feel in some kind of way because you on the dark side of what goes around comes around, and you need that refill to make you feel better, let's listen to L. Varner. She said it best. Can I get a refill?
I feel like the girl at the bar who's been there too long. Can't stand up. I should be gone, but I just can't get enough. Yeah. Fumbling, giggling, silly as ever I get like this. One too many, but right now I ain't even been drinking. He approached me and asked for a minute. Was turning to 5 and turning to 10. And right now I don't know how to say
Yes, I'd like a refill. I'd like a refill, please. Yes. I'm sitting up at the bar this weekend and I'd like a refill because I think that I'm vulnerable, but I'm willing to just be that way tonight. Right? That's what happens when you're like, can I get a refill? Like L. Vonner was saying, can I get a refill, please? I'm not playing no games because I'm going through it. I'm going through it. What goes around comes around is the title of this week's show and blog post at ebonylionmusic.net. I'd love for you to read it and share it with your friends and family. And at the bottom of the post will be today's radio show. So make sure to check it out. And of course, join me every Saturday right here on sandboxradio.com at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What goes around comes around. We live in duality and it's karma. And karma is a B-I-T-C-H. And when you feeling it, you might just need a refill. You might just stay at the bar and ask for a refill over and over and over again because you're vulnerable. Because you know what? Now that you are in the worst of it, like Jhené Aiko said, like, you know what? That second chance that I gave you might have been the worst thing. And you got me right here sitting at the bar asking for a refill. I'm super vulnerable because I've been dealing with you. And now I'm on an emotional roller coaster. Like Vivian Green said. Do you guys remember this song? This was almost like viral at the time that it came out when she talked about an emotional roller coaster. And there's definitely songs that you literally can internalize because we've all experienced it. We've all experienced it, an emotional roller coaster, because we're feeling that experience of just being dragged along. It's like I'm the pony and you're the show. And you know what? Ponies buck after they've been taken on an emotional roller coaster. Let's let Vivian Green tell us what that's like with emotional roller coaster right here on the Lion's Den with myself, Ebony Lion. I tossed and turned, woke up with dry eyes. My mind was racing, feet were pacing. Lord help me, please tell me what I have gotten into. Ran my 3 miles to clear my mind. It always helps me out. It's my therapy when I'm losing it, which is usually. Hey. I'm on an emotional roller coaster. Loving you ain't nothing healthy. Loving you was never for me, but I can't get off emotional roller coaster. Loving you ain't nothing healthy. Loving you was never good for me. Oh, I can't get off. Yesterday I told myself I was gonna be okay. Gonna start a new day, be truly happy. I was gonna take control of me, but eventually reality hit me mentally, physically, emotionally. And I opened my eyes and realized that I was still being taken for a constant ride on for me. Is that possible? Loving you was never good for me, as she says in the song. Is that possible? Maybe if you did recognize it as the worst when you gave that second chance. But things are cyclical. Life is cyclical. There's a cycle to life. You might have to repeat what you've already experienced before you see the light, and then you see the end, which is the shadow, which is the darkness. So do you have to relive that cycle? Do you have to be on that emotional roller coaster? Well, no, you don't. You can get off. You can get off that roller coaster and you can realize that, you know what? Almost doesn't count. One of my favorite songs, like ever, is Almost Doesn't Count by Brandy, because it's absolutely true. Reaching the top is either reaching the top or not. You can't act as though almost actually counts, because it doesn't. It's either you gotta get to the finish line, you gotta run that race and get to the finish line, because just entering the race and not completing it, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. You're gonna waste your time. You're gonna waste your time, and you're gonna repeat that cycle, and you're gonna be back on that roller coaster, because there is a shadow side to love. There's a dark side to love. And we began with the end today. We began with Pick Up Your Feelings by Jasmine Sullivan, because that's exactly what happens when you reach the end of your rope. There is an end to the rope. You can only give so much, and then you realize that almost doesn't count. Here's to my favorite song, and it's really just speaking to the truth. Almost Doesn't Count by Brandy, right here on the Lion's Den with myself, Ebony Lion.
could give you
what you came here for.
Maybe you'll be sorry, maybe you'll be cold, maybe you'll come running back, babe, from the cruel, cruel world. All those convince me you're gonna stick around,
but everybody knows,
everybody knows. Almost doesn't count. So maybe I'll be here, maybe I'll see you around. That's the way it goes. Almost doesn't count.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. With myself, Ebony Lion, and the Lion's Den. We are here every single Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And when I say we, I really just mean me. So make sure to go to my blog post for today's show. What goes around comes around at ebonylionmusic.net. I also have some tickets for sale for my virtual concert, and I hope to see you there. And make sure you make a comment and say hello, and you can also give me a tip as well. Okay, tips are accepted because, you know, every dollar counts. What goes around comes around. It is spring, but in love, in war, everything is fair. We have to consider that there is a shadow side to love. It's not always happy-go-lucky, skipping through the sunshine. That is not what love always is. There's always duality. There's always another side. And there is a dark side to love. And so, as Brandy said it best, almost does not count. We began with Jasmine Sullivan talking about come on and pick up them feelings. Ain't nobody got time for that, because we started with the end. People may not think things through, and they don't realize that their actions may bring about their own demise. So I suggest you think things through. Take your time, really sit with yourself, do some self-reflection before you end up on a emotional roller coaster after giving that one person a second chance, and it was the worst decision you had ever made, and you end up like L. Varner and needing a refill at the bar because now you're vulnerable, because you are in the dark, in the shadow, on the dark side of love, just like the eclipse that we just experienced, right? The eclipse was in the middle of the sunshine. We saw the dark side. It was an eclipse of love. There's always the other side. And then after, you know, that person realizes that, you know, almost doesn't count, and, you know, you can't always fake it till you make it when it comes to love, then you realize it's gone. There is a new song by Tank. And Tank, I just saw in concert. I went to the Chris Brown concert with my cousin. It was her birthday. And we saw the Chris Brown concert. And I did not even realize that Tank was going to be there. And you know he showed out. You know he walked on stage without a shirt. Like, he didn't have a shirt to take off. He just walked on stage without a shirt. And I was like, okay, Tank. I mean, if you got it, flaunt it. But he also sings a song about the dark side. So let's listen to Tank and what he got to say about what goes around comes around.
How did I lose you? How did I blow that? How can we go back? Why did I not choose you? Instead of a good time, I wasted your good time. I should have been everything I promised. I should've not had to turn it from this. You should've been first. I know it's emotional, but you're not emotional. She said, I should be crying, but I just can't let it show. I should be crying, but I can't stop thinking. All the things you should've said that you never said. All the things you should've done that you never did. All I said, I don't know what I should be feeling. Oh, darling. I've been stupid, thoughtless. I've been useless, heartless. I've been violent and thinking it wasn't ever gonna catch up. I wasn't ever gonna fess up, and that's real. I should have been everything I promised. I should have not had to turn it from this. You should have been first.
Oh my God.
I know it's emotional, but you're not emotional. She said,
I should be crying, but I just can't let it show. I should be crying, but I can't stop thinking. All the things you should have said that you never said. All the things you should have done that you never did. All I said, I don't know what I should be feeling. Oh, darling.
Please, should I know you're feeling something? Cause if it hurts, I know you still care. Cause if you don't, I know you're over it. Oh, please, yeah. So that I know you're feeling something, please. Cause if it hurts, I know you still care. Cause if you don't, then I know you're over it. Oh, she said.
He asked a very poignant question. How did I lose you? Well, let me count the ways. What goes around comes around. You reap what you sow. Your actions have consequences. I think these are things that we should have learned in childhood, but some people have to learn the hard way as adults. When they bear the fruit of their rotten behavior, because there's a dark side to love. There's a dark side to love. I should be crying, but I just can't let it show, is what Tank said. But that is not what his outfit said when he was on stage. He let it show, because I saw it. And everybody else in the room saw it. Yep, I saw Tank without his shirt. And I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad about it. Especially as we discuss the dark side. As we experience that eclipse of love. And we step into the darkness. You're going to find yourself searching for something new. I think that's just a part of what happens. I think it's just a part of what happens. Such is life. Okay? We're here to also experience suffering, and you can try to avoid it, but again, you have to think it through. Maybe you should think about what you're doing before you do it. Am I right? I think I am. Otherwise, it'll come back. You will reap what you sow, because karma is a bitch, and we're going to get right back to it. Because what some people do not realize is that the dark side of the moon can get like really dark, because we're not talking about the type of dark that is like moonlit. That's a different kind of dark, right? That's where moonshine is created, because the dark is not so dark. You can actually navigate your way through it. But there's a whole nother type of dark when it comes to relationships and love. There's levels to it. And sometimes people don't just do things that they know they shouldn't do. They actually take it to a whole nother level, and they be out here wilding out. Wilding out. Some people be out here wilding out. And let's find some examples of what wilding out looks like. Wilding out looks like not only are you deceiving someone purposely, that is definitely going to create some karma for you. Because there's one thing where you're not really understanding. Maybe you're immature, you're making hasty decisions, things like that. There's another thing when you deceive someone, and that's not that moonlit dark. That's not that 4 minutes of an eclipse that still has a bit of light behind it where I can see you and you can see me. I'm talking about that pitch black dark. That side of love. Pitch black side of love, because you were wilding out. You were purposely being deceptive. That's when you really experience what goes around, comes around. And yes, you will meet your maker. You will meet the end. And you may have an opportunity to pick up your feelings. But as Jasmine Sullivan said it, it don't matter. You're off the lease. What comes next? After, you made someone cry, but they can't let it show. What comes after that? When you are not that moonlit dark, but you in here wilding out to all kinds of different levels. So you in that pitch black eclipse. There's something else to that. This show isn't just about that very subtle, nice, oh, I slapped you on the hand, so you're gonna slap me back on my hand. No, we're talking about blatant, you're the worst. Like Jhené Aiko said, you know what you're doing. You're just out here wilding out with blatant disrespect. So when that type of karma comes back around, it's a whole nother level, just like that jet black shadow side to the duality of love that we live in. And sometimes you gotta meet that blatant disrespect. You gotta meet that outright, you know what you're doing, you're saying something and doing something else altogether. You gotta meet that with that same type of response. And that brings me to, like I started, karma is a bitch. And who said it best? When you've had enough? Rihanna. Because it ain't about just coming and picking up your feelings and you off the lease. You out here wilding out. You know what? Maybe something's gonna have to just take you to the dirt. Just, you got a weak chin, and I'm just gonna have to, I don't know. Let me let Rihanna say exactly what I want to say. And with that, I want you guys to join me next Saturday right here on sandboxradio.com. Please visit my site and get your tickets and subscribe so you can see my show coming up this month on the 25th of April at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, virtual concert with me, myself, Ebony Lion, and I will give you another opportunity to get discounted tickets on next week's show. Okay? Let Rihanna leave us with that super dark side of when you know you ain't right and you messing with the wrong one, because karma is, you know what I'm about to say, and what goes around comes around. Read the blog post at ebonylionmusic.net, and I will see you next week. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Moon la la. Yeah, yo. But I have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. But I have my money. Please don't call me on my bluff. Pay me what you want it. Balling bigger than LeBron. Give me your money. Who y'all think y'all fronting on? Like black. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. But I am my money. But I am my money. Pay me what you want it. But I am my. But I am my. But I am my. But I am my money. Turn up to Rihanna while the whole club time I drop, I am the only thing y'all playing. In a drop top, do 100, y'all in my rearview mirror racing. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Like blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. You just bought a shot. If you think that you gon' knock me off the top. Your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't act like you forgot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. But I am my money. But I am my money. Pay me what you want it. But I am my. But I am my. But I am my. But I am my. But I am my money.
Better have my money.